love shillelagh. Well now, says Pat, what a pity to see brothers fighting in such a strange manner. But I'll fight till I die, and I'll surely be killed for America's bright starry banner. If 'twas only John Bull who were here to the fore, I'd rush into battle quite gaily, and I'd leather away with a heart and a half, with me elegant sprig of shillelagh. The morning then came, and Pat he arose, and the rebels to have satisfaction. The drummer was baiting the divil's tattoo, he was calling the boys into action. And the Irish brigade in the battle were seen, their blood for the cause shedding freely, as with bayonet charges they marched on the foe, with a shout for the land of shillelagh. The battle was over, the dead lay in heaps, Pat Murphy lay bleeding and gory, a hole in his head from a rifleman's shot had ended his passion for glory. No more in the camp will his laughter be heard, or his voice singing ditties so gaily. Like a hero he died for the land of the free, far away from the land of shillelagh. Surely Columbia will never forget where valor and fame hold communion, how boldly those brave Irish volunteers fought in defense of the flag of the Union. And if ever old Ireland assistance does need her call, we'd be heeding quite gaily, and the stars and the stripes would be seen alongside of the flag of the land of shillelagh. Far away in the east sat a dashing young blade, and a song he was singing so gaily. It was honest Pat Murphy of the Irish Brigade, and he sang of the sprig of shillelagh.
Mick Maloney, Frank Hart. I'm not sure if all of you know this or not, but Mick was the founder of Irish Week, which was actually the first theme week at Augusta, and he has been coordinating it and putting his energy into it and using his personal and professional connections to fill it full of tremendous staff since 1982. Let's give Mick a big round of thanks for that. So outside of being friends of Mick Maloney, what do Jack Cohn, Donnie Golden, and Liz Carroll all have in common? Anybody know? Margot knows. They're all recent recipients of the National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellowship. This is the way that United States as a society has of honoring people for a lifetime of achievement in the traditional arts. They are all either present, Jack Cohn's a present Irish Week instructor, and Donnie Golden and Liz Carroll have both been here over the years. And over the years, Augusta has really benefited from the participation of National Heritage Fellows in all of our theme weeks, Old Time Week, Cajun Week, Blues Week. Every week we always have some people from that particular group of individuals. We also receive grant support from the National Endowment for the Arts for our public programs. That does not include our workshops, which Augusta students support with their tuition payments, but it does support our concert series, which includes this evening, the Augusta Festival, the West Virginia Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program, and the Augusta Heritage Recordings, and a variety of our year-round efforts to support the traditional arts. We do receive grant support from the National Endowment for the Arts, as well as the West Virginia Division of Culture and History and the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation. As many of you are aware, in the austerity programs being initiated in the government, many cultural programs are being cut. Many of us here at Augusta feel that they should move a little slower about cutting the folk arts. So those of you who feel so moved, now is the time to contact your congresspeople and write to your newspapers and to your senators and representatives to voice your support, particularly for the National Heritage Fellowship. Just last week, it was recommended by a key congressional committee that they be abolished. So if they are to continue, that vote is supposed to be within the next couple of weeks. So please consider getting involved in that. We do have a couple other announcements. Immediately after the concert tonight, there will be a contra dance in the D&E Dance Pavilion behind the auditorium. Music by Jerry Milnes, Scott Prouty, Dave Schombert, and John Lilly. So we'll be playing music up there this evening. Come and join us and dance. Jam sessions all over the place, Halleyhurst, the Ice House, Jennings Randolph Hall, and enjoy yourselves. Tomorrow night is a dance, a contra and Kaylee dance, open to the public once again in the dance pavilion. Next week we have a world music and dance concert. If you like it wild, next Tuesday night is going to be your night. We have West African dance, a lot of things, bluegrass and old time music next week as well. But we do have one more set of music here this evening. This music comes from Canada. Jerry Holland and Mary Jesse Gillis from Cape Breton, which is the southeastern portion of Canada, which has a lot of Scottish influence and a particularly beautiful fiddle tradition, which is extremely challenging technically. And they also use a lot of original compositions, which I believe will be part of this evening's performance as well. So let's make them welcome. This is Jerry Holland and Mary Jesse Gillis.
Everybody this evening. Oh, that's great. Okay, I guess I'm going to do away with this one for a minute. They said it was in tune when I bought it. Thank you. Thank you. When I put this mic towards this one, it kind of feeds back, so I'll speak through this one if that's all right. The first two tunes of that group was I originally learned from Howie McDonald, who was a fine fiddler from the Cape Breton area. Maybe you folks have heard of him or know of him. The following tune, there you go. The third tune, the following tune that followed those other two were, one is a composition of my own, and the last tune was a composition of Paul Cranford's. Okay. I'd like to play some more Paul Cranford tunes for you. I can't tell you what the names are. I'll just leave it like that. I'm kind of a space cadet when it comes to remembered names. Stuff. Thank you. I'd like to say I've had a wonderful, wonderful week here. I've had a great bunch of students. There you go, see? Couldn't have been treated finer. I think when I first got here, I was 4 inches taller, but I guess that's what all the walking does to a fella. We live up here on the hill. There's 105 steps to the level that, and I've got them all well named. April 7th this year, I had carried around a tune, or half a tune. Carried it around for about 2.5 years, 3 years, and couldn't seem to come up each time with a second, or actually a first part for it. Anyway, on April 7th, I did. Pretty proud of myself. No. I was busy with different gigs on the 8th. I got home on the 9th and got word that my mother had passed away. I'd like to play this for you. Tell I loved my mother. these are rented ears that I've got. To play for you is a new composition by Paul Cranford again. This he named for Mary Jessie. I remembered the name. This was written originally in the key of G, and as Mary Jessie would say, I stole it and changed the key on it. Actually, it was for this particular group of tunes that just seemed to fit just perfect. I'm going to follow it with two great David Greenberg tunes, if I ever get this tune right. I think they're two of the prettiest high bass or counter bass, is the way I've got the instrument tuned, strass bass that I've ever heard. And I follow it with one of my own compositions and a traditional tune, and again, an Irish tune that I'm lost for a name. I maybe get an awful slap when I go backstage, I don't know. Anyway, here goes. Listen, I want to thank you so very much in advance. Thank you. Biden, thank you.
Jerry Holland on fiddle. Mary Jesse Gillis on piano. Beautiful music. Thank you all and good night.